Hey, aloha, love tribe. Welcome to Bitcoin Peace and Music. I have somebody here who is super cool and special that I was lucky enough to meet when I was in El Salvador at the Adopting Bitcoin conference. Welcome, Diego Vieira Abdallah, founder of Bitcoin Life House in El Salvador. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Valerie? Thank you so much for having me here, your podcast. I'm really excited for this. And since we met together, I think that it was a fantastic moment, and I'm super excited for being part of your show.
I know, me too, man. So how's everything been going? Last time I saw you, it was nice and warm. I was down there, and now it's cold where I'm at. So how's life? What's happening?
No, yeah, November was a super excited month for everyone because there were so many things, you know. Every single day was totally different things, a lot of fun. A lot of events happening, a lot of the conference, about new things, new people in the country. So November was a super exciting month, and Bitcoin Life was preparing for that month, for that specific month, because we knew that a lot of people will come to El Salvador. So that's why we start doing these events in the Bitcoin Conference Week. And we're super successful events. Everybody loved it. We earned a lot of followers. We knew more. A lot of people knew more about our project, and it was super excited.
Well, let's tell everybody. Tell everybody what is Bitcoin Life. What's a Bitcoin Life House, and so that everyone here can understand a little bit about the project. And then I want to, you know, we'll start talking about you and your involvement in Bitcoin and what your dreams and passions and everything are. Okay.
Sure.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. So Bitcoin Life is the platform, is the ecosystem that built together the entire Bitcoin ecosystem here in El Salvador to the world. So right now, since Bitcoin is legal tender here in El Salvador, we took advantage to not just show what Bitcoin is, but build a community inside of it. So a lot of people, when they came here, and they were like truly Bitcoiners, they didn't know nothing about El Salvador. They didn't know how Bitcoin works here, what they can do, how they can purchase, how they can manage a lifestyle using Bitcoin. And what Bitcoin Life is trying to build, is trying to do, is trying to promote El Salvador, trying to promote the country, and try to show everybody what is happening here in El Salvador related to Bitcoin. So we were like the first person that were able to do it, and we're starting to doing some tours. And what I really like is that our tours that are tailored to Bitcoiners. It's not regular tours.
Cool. So like, what would be an example of a tour that, like, if I were to come down as a new Bitcoiner from somewhere around the world to El Salvador, what would I get to expect?
Yeah, so we have divided the tours because we don't want just to show the city and Bitcoin Beach, because a lot of people they just know about those two places. So what we're trying to do, and we're trying to encourage the people, is know more about the culture and know more about what El Salvador has to offer to all of the foreigners. That El Salvador is such a small country with such beautiful places that are so close to go by car. So imagine that we have the volcano tour. In the volcano tour, we go to the Coatepeque Lake, and we go to the volcanoes that are close to San Salvador. It's just 1 hour far away. So we go to all the places. We're trying to orange peel people on the way. We see a little tiendita, and we're trying to buy some Coca-Cola, or try to buy anything, and we ask the tiendita, the little stores that mm-hmm. are here super common in El Salvador, if they accept Bitcoin. And if they say no, we're trying to encourage them and provide a little training on the way during the tour with those people. So the Bitcoiner feel like they are part of orange peeling the people of El Salvador. That is super important, not just to have Bitcoin here, but use it. Because if you use it, you can keep the adoption on board in the right direction. So that's what we're trying to do. Also, we have like a huge database of people that accept Bitcoin here in El Salvador. Also, we are building one new branch of Bitcoin Life that is called the Bitcoin Life Academy. So Ooh. We can teach. Yes, that is gonna be new in 2023. This coming year, we are getting prepared for that. We have entire curriculum for companies. It's designed for companies so they can accept Bitcoin.
And is this going to be all available through bitcoinlife.sv, through your website?
Yes, correct.
So Bitcoin Academy. So I want to clarify. So this is for the local businesses and people there so that there's an easier way for them to understand the adoption and like how that can, you know, they can integrate Bitcoin payments into their world.
Correct. Yes.
And what have you seen? Like, obviously you are boots on the ground, you know, and you're doing this, you know, not just in San Salvador, but along, you know, more rural pathways. What do you see as like an obstacle for people to adopt Bitcoin down there?
Well, they see Bitcoin as like the Nayib Bukele currency. They don't know, like they can do a lot of stuff with Bitcoin already. So what we're trying to do and encourage the people of these tienditas is that they can pay the electricity bill. They can pay also the water bill using Bitcoin. So there will be money that they will never disappear from their ends. It will be something that they will carry on all the way to that they have it in their wallet. So we're trying to encourage them to accept them and try to see a new way of money, you know?
And do you feel like, do you find that they're being receptive to this, or is it more like, oh, it's the government? Like you just said, it was like President Bukele's money. Is it something that they're like, oh, this has actually got a good use case and I'm happy? Or is it like, oh, we're stuck doing this?
Well, yeah, in the beginning were a lot of issues. There were a lot of troubles. The Chivo wallet, that is the wallet issue for the government, was not working properly. A lot of commerce, the Chivo wallet have an option of having the USD and having Bitcoin on the same platform, right? But the commerce, they don't want to take the Bitcoin out of it. They just want to have the Chivo dollar. I say that it's like a Chivo dollar, that USD. They just accept the Chivo dollar. So that was like a big issue for a lot of people, that they were having Bitcoin, but they were not able to expand it because they need to convert it to the Chivo dollar. So that was like a huge issue of that. Also, the transactions on chain were not able to transfer, to receive it to another people. So also that was another issue. So there was a lot of issues that Chivo has implemented through all this, the beginning. But right now, I think that they're already fixing it. They hired a company that is super famous called AlphaPoint, and they are the ones that fix all these bugs and all these issues that Chivo has in the past. However, right now, I can see that it works super good. It works like the Lightning is okay. I use it not like my main wallet, but I use it frequently here.
And so you use Chivo. Do you use, like, how's the Bitcoin Beach wallet? Is that a good wallet?
Yes, I use Bitcoin Beach wallet. I really like to use that. When I'm in El Zonte, I love to use Bitcoin Beach wallet because I can see all the dots and all the commerce that accept Bitcoin here on the map section.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yes. And then what about, can you guys use like Moon Wallet or any other wallets down there, or is it limited?
No, yeah, we can use any wallet, but the best wallets are the ones that we recommend to use are the ones that have Lightning included, because there's a couple of wallets that they doesn't have Lightning. They can use just on chain. So we recommend to transact here to use a Lightning wallet, and you can use non-custody as Moon wallet. I love Moon wallet as well. Yes.
Cool. Okay. Cool. And then, okay, we have so much to talk about. This is fun. Okay. Yes. So here's one of the things that I think people really need to get is, you know, for me, I went down to El Salvador by myself. I didn't like have a partner that I traveled with or anything. I mean, I stayed, you know, obviously went to the conference and everything. So initially, of course, I'm like, is it safe? All the gangs, all the stuff that I've heard about, you know? And so my family was freaking out, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't worry, I'm gonna be with Bitcoiners. And things are getting cleaned up. Nothing's perfect. And it's scarier in Los Angeles than it is down in El Salvador. So what can you say to people who might be listening to this, who are considering coming down, not during a conference? Obviously they get to meet you and you can go on tours and stuff. We got to go do the cacao ceremony, which was awesome. Wow. I loved doing that with you, brother. That was amazing. Like, so cool to be in nature and doing that. I was so, wow. And it was really fun surprising you too. But like, what would you say to people who are listening, who might have some hesitations, like who want to think about coming down?
Yeah. So right now, as you can see, and as you can see the news, you can look it up and Google it. Right now, we are the safest country in Latin America.
Nice. Like,
believe us, for us listening to that and seeing that with our eyes, we can see that right now El Salvador is doing an amazing job for the security purposes. We are aiming to not just be the number one just for 1 month, but for the year. So if you go to another countries and skip El Salvador, yeah, trust me that you're not doing good. I really recommend, I strongly recommend to get to know El Salvador, because it's an amazing country, it's an amazing place. And right now you will see and you will feel a lot of safer than before, because you will not gonna see nothing that will scare you at all. And people are super warm, people are super receivable, like they like you for you to be there, they like you for you to hang out, they like you to show about the country, to show about the family, to show about the habits, what they're doing here. So it's a really nice place. It's super recommended, super small. You can get the country, you can know the country like in 1 week, 1 week and a half. You can go to a lot of places and go to visit the whole country. So I strongly recommend that.
And then as far as like staying, like I remember when we were talking, I was like, do you guys have like a package or something where people could come down and stay at an apartment that you guys have? Like, I know you have some rentals, so that it's like a turnkey. So for you Bitcoiners out there who want to go, you know, make a difference. And if you're going on a vacation, it's like, go to El Salvador, do some orange pilling with Diego and go help people like understand like why it's important to adopt Bitcoin. Like, can people come in, like you could help them find places to stay, like obviously at your places elsewhere?
Yes. So let me explain you about the Bitcoin Live apartment and Bitcoin Live house. So what we're doing right now is like super difficult to know a place that they accept Bitcoin, and it's like an apartment, like an Airbnb, like super private, super secure, with security 24/7, close to Bitcoin ATMs, close to supermarkets, 1 minute walk, because it's in front of a commercial mall. So it's on Escalón. Escalón is better known like the place where are more companies of Bitcoin here in El Salvador. They are located in Escalón, and there's a lot of places Bitcoin friendly in Escalón as well, in the city. Escalón is in the city of San Salvador. So we have those exclusive apartments that you can pay with Bitcoin, and you receive a discount paying with Bitcoin on the apartment. So imagine here an Airbnb, and what a lot of people do here, they get an Airbnb, and yeah, for getting like 1 week, probably they're gonna spend $700 for the Airbnb services. And also they don't have the service of the cleaning, the service of cleaning the apartment, cleaning the towels, cleaning the clothes. And with these Bitcoin Life apartments, we offer that service. And the best thing is that you can pay with Bitcoin.
So, and you guys have like a co-working space there, right?
Yes, we also have a co-working space that there you can work with high-speed internet. every room, every apartment is designed with their own dedicated internet. So you will have the 50 megabytes per second download in your room. So it's pretty good because most likely in most of the hotels here in El Salvador, they offer 80 megabytes, 100 megabytes, but it's shared. And these are dedicated to your own room. So you will not gonna have lag or anything. And you can also work, there's a pool on the apartment. So it's super cool. You can hang out there if you want to. And it's like a co-working space with internet also dedicated there.
I love it. So, I mean, for everybody listening, like if you guys need to go do a retreat or a work thing, like go take some time and get down to El Salvador for real. Like it's so, the vibe there, Diego, I was so inspired and so like, I sensed hope, you know, I really did. I sensed like that there was this possibility for, you know, the comeback country to really like blossom, right? And kick some serious ass moving forward. And I feel like it's already happening. And I think the more we can get people from around the world to come and visit and take time to get to know what's happening and how they can participate in supporting this grand experiment, you know, that President Bukele was brave enough to initiate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so important. I can't wait to get my butt back there. And we got to dance some more too. So.
Oh, well, super nice. Super nice.
How did you get involved in Bitcoin, Diego?
Yeah. Let me tell you how was my beginnings here. So imagine that back in 2017, there was a friend that was here. I used to work in a call center that is like super normal and super common here in El Salvador, working in a call center. We have like probably, I don't know, more than 200,000 people working in call center in the whole Salvador.
Wow.
It's super a big industry. So I was working there and somebody of my colleagues I was a supervisor. Was managing 17 people, and imagine that I was the youngest on my team, so it was super cool to learn managing like people that have more experience, but we were doing like a team base. So my colleague told me that he was investing in the stocks, and I was trying to invest with him as well. He invited me to invest. But I told him that I want not stocks. I want something that's called Bitcoin. And I don't know if you can get it from there. And then he told me, oh yeah, I can get it. I can get it for you, no problem. I was like super happy. I was investing $500 in 2017,
nice.
January 2017. But my friend didn't buy me the Bitcoin. He didn't buy me like. He told me that he didn't have it. He already lose it, that the value lose it at all. And I was like super pissed off. Then he moved on and he got back to the United States. And I was like, oh my God, I buy $500 in Bitcoin and I don't have nothing. So then I started to do my own research.
And D-Y-O-R, then, baby.
Yes. And then when I got my first Bitcoin after that. So it was like a traumatic experience at the beginning, but if it was not for that, maybe I just bought those $500 and will never buy again. And right now I'm buying every single month, every time I can.
Yeah. And so, okay. So what is your word of caution to everybody listening?
No, if you have an opportunity to buy Bitcoin, please do it right now. You will not gonna regret it at the end. And you don't have to see the price and nothing right now. You just need to own Bitcoin.
But how do you own Bitcoin? Do you let your friend do it for you?
Oh yeah. Then I talked with another guy that he was really into it, and he do it peer to peer. He told me of the option that I have, but I rather to do it peer to peer.
And then, who holds your keys?
Myself, I'm the only one.
Not your keys, not your cheese. So It sounds like you had a painful lesson about that. And yes. Yeah, that's anybody right. listening, if you're new, like there's so many ways to understand and learn how to properly acquire and, you know, protect your Bitcoin. And it's super important that we, you know, have our self-custody. I think that's something that a lot of people, like, is everybody in your life a Bitcoiner? Are your families, are they all Bitcoiners yet?
Well, I already orange peeled some. I orange peeled my sister, orange peeled my little brother. Well, my parents are hard to orange peel. They already have the wallet, but they don't use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think,
yes.
Yeah, it seems like the younger people in everywhere, you know, get it. Like they understand that like digital money is like our future. I mean, obviously money is digital anyways. It's not like we're all walking around with wads of cash or gold, you know, to pay our whole life. I mean, most of us aren't anyways. What's your take? Like, did you go to Apopa that day with the kids?
I didn't went to Apopa. However, let me tell you also my beginnings in El Salvador.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's keep going.
Yes. I was part here. I was going to like all the meetups because I continued to follow the people that were important in the Bitcoin environment on Twitter. So I saw the CEO of Strike, that is a wallet that is called Jack Mallers. He was coming to El Salvador like maybe one time per 3 months. He was coming recurring here. Mm-hmm. And I was like checking, oh my God, this guy is super smart. He's building in a wallet top of Bitcoin. I really love the design. It's like super minimalistic design, black and white, like nothing bad. And he was here in El Salvador like, and he loves what Bitcoin Beach was doing it. So I started to look it up, and I was starting to do my research. What was Bitcoin Beach about? I was like, oh my God, Bitcoin Beach! Here is a circular ecosystem in El Salvador, in a beach that is just 45 minutes away, and there is a Bitcoin ATM there. And I didn't know about it since until 2029, I think, on December. Yeah, like 3 years ago. And I was, oh my God, that, like, I need to go there and see what is going on with Bitcoin. Like, I need to go ASAP. And yeah, it was super cool. I buy $20 in Bitcoin, the Bitcoin ATM. I remember that experience. And then I asked what store they accepted. And I went and do my first Lightning transaction there. Imagine. I was super happy. Like, oh, this is the future. Like, there's something else. Yes.
It's amazing. I mean, just the progress that they've made, and then the inspiration that Bitcoin Beach has been for all these other places around the world is just, it's remarkable. And so like, I'm still learning and blown away. Right.
And right now there's a Bitcoin Praia of Brazil that is on Brazil. They're doing the same concept. Also, nice. Like this project is getting replicated like a lot, and people are not seeing it. But as Bitcoin Live, because we're trying to promote the life in Bitcoin, we will do some coverings. We will do some blogs regarding that. We also want to build some podcasts to educate and tell more people all of these places that are accepting Bitcoin in throughout the world, right? So this is right now, Bitcoin Life is on the beginning in El Salvador. If we are a success here, we're gonna try to escalate and go into more places that they accept Bitcoin and have the same model of everything that you can get in a country, you can pay with Bitcoin.
I think it's great. I mean, there are a lot of these projects that are popping up, and I think it's really important that we, you know, promote all of them and celebrate everything that's going on, because there's so much to learn too from each other's projects, right? And so that, yeah. I think is such a big, it's the ethos of Bitcoin to me. Like, it's the spirit of, you know, let's share resources, learn from each other, and move the mission forward. I really appreciate that about everybody in this community that I've met so far, they've all been so collaborative, you know, minded. It's not like, oh, we're not going to tell you what we're doing over here. It's no, like, come here, let's go rock it together, you know? And I just, you don't find that in a lot of businesses, you know? It's like, oh, don't let the competitors know. And it's kind of like, we're in this decentralized mission to move, you know, fair money forward for everybody around the world. It's really, it's unparalleled and unprecedented. That's for sure.
No, yes, you can feel the vibes. You can feel that energy here. I want to mention you that we are here in El Salvador. I feel that we are in a magmatic country. And magmatic for me, what does it mean? Is that we, since we have a lot of volcanoes, we have 32 volcanoes in
the
area, and there's a lot of active volcanoes. So that means that there's a lot of energy going on here. And you can feel it right now. You can see it. All of these companies, all of these communities, all of these events that are going every single month. There are some Bitcoin meetups, and you can see more people coming in, more people from different parts of San Salvador that are coming far away from Santa Ana, San Miguel. They're like 1 hour, 2 hours away from the city, and they're coming to the meetups to check out all of this new movement, right? And it's really inspiring because you can see like a top CEO talking with somebody that is new. And you will know when I'm new that that person is already managing like a Bitcoin business. And they're talking like super exciting, super nice conversation, super smooth. And it's super cool that you can see all of that in that meetups. You can see like all the people connecting. And when they want to like introducing themselves, and they're like, I think that you may be interesting to know somebody. And they connect you like right away. That is super nice, and super nice feeling that I can know for sure that El Salvador is experienced and living that right now.
It's so cool, right? And like, have you ever felt that in any other business setting that you've been involved in?
No. So yeah, after the call center, I used to work. I moved on to a tech place where we're doing a CRM here in El Salvador. The CRM is all the software that you use to manage your clients and to manage all the people. Mm-hmm. So I used to work there for 3.5 years, going to a lot of conference. I went to Panama, and I went to here to a conference here, talk about the product that El Salvador made. That was the one that I used to work. And I didn't see nothing like that. They were like super, super closed. It was like, my product is the best and your product is nothing. Like, come on. You are missing this. I can see that you can get better on that. Like they didn't accept it at all. They didn't like it. There's like a ton of things that you can see the people that they don't want to see you like the success. I don't know. They don't want to help you a ton. And here in the Bitcoin, you can see totally different. And
totally. I know, it's such a good feeling. Like, it makes me happy on so many levels. Like, it's such a cool thing. And anywhere we go, that's what I feel like. Anywhere you go around the world, when you're involved in this, it's like family, right? It feels like this is our Bitcoin family, right?
Yes, the Bitcoin family, correct. If you don't build the community, like the people are so important in the community, and you're not helping them, I see that you need to support the community and try to help your family, right? That's what family is for.
That's right. And that's so cool. So, okay. So so you said you've got some, you know, obviously you're getting things dialed in right now with this academy. This is so cool. How does it, because we've got Me Premier Bitcoin, you know, that's obviously teaching kids and young people how to use Bitcoin. How is this going to be different? Is it, this is more for the businesses and just adults and everyday kind of citizens?
Yes. So Me Premier Bitcoin right now, what I'm checking is that they're focusing in teaching Bitcoin education in the schools, mm-hmm. right? So that is super important here, because that means that the young people here in El Salvador are learning from Bitcoin, the new technology, the brightest technology ever created. Mm-hmm. So they're focusing on that, but I see that they're missing an important part of Bitcoin education in the business part. I think that maybe a lot of people, like, they are super, the business owners, they don't know how to accept Bitcoin and transfer, convert it to dollars if they need to. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do it. And there's a lot of platforms that they can do the conversion, like, right away. You don't have to do nothing else, and you're going to see the money directly in your bank account. And you accept Bitcoin, and then you see it directly to your bank account. That's what we're not trying to aim. Also, we're trying to tell the business owner to hold and secure the Bitcoin and put it on the cold wallet.
Oh, you turned off your volume. Nope. I don't know. Did you just there you go.
Okay.
Hi.
So what we're trying to do is also, like, convince the owners that to leave the Bitcoin on a cold wallet with their own keys, and how to have a procedure and how to have a procedure to protect the keys and how to use it in that way. Also, we teach them how to set up a multi-sig wallet in order if they want to spend Bitcoins, and you need like three people to decide mm-hmm. for that. So also we're aiming to do that. We do Bitcoin in a business education level. But since I told you that is for 2023, right? And also Bitcoin Life Academy has another important part that we also trying, we're doing the curriculum as well. Right, because otherwise for education, it's important to know the resources that you're going to use and the methodology that also you're going to implement there. So we're seeing that more people and more companies are coming here to El Salvador. However, they have a hard time, difficulty, or it's really tough for them to learn Spanish. Mm. So we're going to have like a Spanish 3 months, 3 to 6 months classes here in El Salvador. Like, they can use to know how to use the Salvadorian phrases, the Salvadorian words, how to use the language, and different type of methodology, more a speaker, more practice than
awesome. Than reading. Oh, that's good. That's going to be very beneficial. It sounds like you're adding a lot of value to, you know, the folks on the ground in El Salvador, and then certainly people who are coming to visit. You're creating a good, smooth opportunity for people to enjoy and, you know, make the best experience of their time in El Salvador. Okay, let's talk about music.
Oh my God.
When are we going to have a Bitcoin Life party? When are we going to do something after the conference and do another celebration?
Of course, no.
November?
Yes, no. Every November, we're going to do the best party here in El Salvador. Like, the people know if they want to do something big, they want to do something huge, they need to contact Bitcoin Life, because we have the best venues and we have the best places, spots here in all around El Salvador. So we were definitely going to throw a Bitcoin Life party for sure, Bitcoin Life Festival.
Oh, I love it. A Bitcoin Life Festival. Okay, good. Well, you know, I don't know if you know, we're working on the Satoshi the Cyber Opera. Do you know this? Like, I think we talked about this just a little bit, but like our dream is to perform it on 11/11 down there right before adopting Bitcoin at the National Theater.
At the National Theater. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So I would love to be part of that for sure.
It's great. Do you know Ronnie from Mi Primer Bitcoin?
Yes.
So he's helping just to contact and try to get the venue lined up so we could perform this magical masterpiece. And then obviously we want to have different performers from El Salvador participate too. So this is really, you know, the goal with this opera is, you know, it's a cyber opera. So it's going to be like different kinds of music and genres. It's not going to necessarily be a traditional style opera. But we really want it to be translated into all the different languages around the world so people can orange pill their local communities. So obviously El Salvador is like, you know, number one, where we want to perform this and have everybody there participate and celebrate, you know, the achievement that El Salvador has made. So, So we can talk about this and, you know, I'll hook you up with stuff. So maybe you can help us figure out how to make this happen in a smooth way.
Of course. No, of course. We have a lot of experience in organizing events, organizing stuff. So we can definitely help you up with venues, with apartments, with the places to stay here and tours as well. So,
okay.
Set up.
That'll be awesome. Okay, cool. That's going to be so much fun. Okay, so anything else you want to tell the world here on the Bitcoin Piece of Music podcast?
Well, right now also as a Bitcoin Life, you know, we're not just trying to just have stuff in our website or in our services that you can spend. Also, we want you and we want the people to live experience. So we're doing also a Bitcoin Life Experience series in 2023. We're gonna every single month we're gonna do a different kind of experience every month. So imagine January maybe we can do a Bitcoin Life shooting range.
Ooh. So,
yes. So we will have some Bill Clinton bills in the June. And we will have stickers to with Bitcoin to cover the holes. We're gonna do like creative stuff, you know, in the Bitcoin country. Also, we're gonna also have like a national food event meetup. There's gonna be just Salvadorian dishes, Salvadorian stuff here. Also, we're gonna see the whales. There's like whales you can watch in the coast. So we're gonna take people there. We're gonna do like different kind of tours to places that are remote, and we're gonna orange peel people as well.
I love it. Okay, so you gotta tag me on everything, so I'll cross promote all this stuff and you know try to help get people down there. But this is great. I love that you guys are really making it an experiential opportunity for people to check out how cool El Salvador is in different ways. You know. Are you going to do any more cacao ceremonies with Pepe and those guys? That was really cool.
Yes. No, the cacao ceremony was, guys, everybody that is watching this was super amazing. Me with Valerie, we spent like one of the best time in El Salvador, like in a kind of jungle place. We're doing cacao, we're doing aesthetic movement. It was amazing. Unbelievable experience. And DJ Valerie is a show, as you can know. Was doing like an amazing show experience. It was super crazy. So for sure that we're gonna offer also that kind of events that is not common events that you can check on regular websites on TripAdvisor or something. So we're gonna have like private, really nice stuff in Bitcoin Life as well.
It's great. Yeah. I loved that experience. That was really, it was one of the highlights for sure of the whole trip for me. And I'm so glad I stayed that extra week too. It was just like, oh my gosh, I'm not even close to being, you know, satiated with El Salvador. So I'm really grateful I got to meet you and hang out and stay, get to meet everybody else. It was really, really special. And
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you so much for arriving also to the Bitcoin Life house, to the Bitcoin Life party. Super happy to have you there in the pool, having that place with the view and in the cacao festival and in the Sonte. Like you were everywhere, having the best vibes here. So we would love to have you here anytime.
I'm coming back, man. Yeah, we'll do some more of that pool party and DJing. That'll be fun. And we'll just do all sorts of stuff. I'm down. I'm ready to come back for sure.
Awesome.
Cool, man. Okay, so everybody, you guys can go follow Diego on Twitter at Diego Vieda with two A's. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Vieda.
Diego Vieda, yes.
Vieda. See, I got to have that. Yeah. See, yeah. I need to take Spanish classes. So,
no, anyways, you're good.
And yes. You can also go to bitcoinlife.sv and then go grab show notes over at djvaleriebelove.com. And you guys make sure you go to fountain.fm and follow this show. And you can follow all sorts of other podcasting 2.0 shows. So if you want to help support people, you can make donations in, you can stream sats, and it helps us with costs of everything. So I don't have sponsors on this show, not yet, because I just want to do it for people and for the love of Bitcoin, piece of music. Yay.
Yay,
my friend. Oh, Diego, I'm so happy to know you. And I know we're going to have lots of fun together. This is just the beginning of a fun, lifelong friendship. Yay. All right, cool, everybody. Well, I hope you guys have a great day and get your butts down to El Salvador and go check out Bitcoin Life and follow them so that you guys can start making some plans. If you're going to take a vacation this year, bring your family and go down to El Salvador. If you're a Bitcoiner, it's like, it's a pilgrimage. You have to go.
Yes, definitely. Right? You need to know the Bitcoin country. We would love to have you here.
Yeah, it's so good. Right on. All right, cool. Well, thanks so much for taking time to share everything with us, Diego. And I wish everybody a great day. And we will talk with y'all soon. Peace, love, and warm aloha. Woohoo! Woo.
Right on.
Yeah. Hey, aloha. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, it would be awesome if you could help us out. Please like, share, and subscribe on all your favorite listening platforms. And our favorite listening platform is a value for value model podcasting 2.0 app called Fountain.fm. What's cool is you can stream sats to your favorite content creators so that they can keep making kick-ass content for y'all. So go over and check it out. And until then, really just remember, you fucking rock, and I love you. Peace.